sleeps away.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 28 today, Pretoria 31, Emalahleni 29. So just a few hours ago, we spoke about the National Informal Traders Alliance lamenting the short period given to spaza shop owners to formally register their businesses. The initial 21-day application period ended yesterday. Well, it's just been extended. The Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Velenkosini Hlabisa, made the announcement this morning. He says the extension follows consultations with the President.
Those who have registered their businesses and have duly received their acknowledgement of registration still need to undertake a further process to obtain their trading licenses.
Then to KZN, a man who confessed to killing his girlfriend on social media has taken his own life. Police say the woman was found murdered in Umzinto, that's on the south coast of KwaZulu-Natal. The 25-year-old was found with a knife. It was on a gravel road in the Malangeni area last night. The provincial police's Robert Nechunda says a graphic post in which the suspect confessed to the murder was widely shared on social media. Nechunda says they later discovered his body and his vehicle near the crime scene.
An intensive search by police led to the discovery of the suspect's body, which was hanging on a tree in what is believed to be suicide. Police are investigating a case of murder, and an inquest will also be opened for investigation.
A Limpopo police sergeant accused of killing six people for insurance claims worth around 10 million rand is expected to appear in the Polokwane Magistrates Court today for a bail application. Rachel Kutumela initially abandoned her bid for bail during a previous court appearance last month. The 43-year-old and her two co-accused face multiple charges, including that of murder, money laundering and fraud. Mangaliso Kumalo has more.
Rachel Kutumela is alleged to have taken out life and funeral insurance policies for multiple people. It's understood her victims were all known to her and came from disadvantaged backgrounds. The payouts of 10 million rand were made by various service providers, including Absa, Standard Bank, Capitec, Hollard, Oshipal, Old Mutual, One Life and Clientel. Kutumela is accused of sharing the proceeds with her sister. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
And then just news of a bit of a lighter nature. You've probably heard about the tremor that was experienced in the area of Soweto, Eldorado Park, Randfontein and surrounding areas. So independent geologist Dr. Gideon Groenewald says it's likely a result of mining operations. The Council of Geoscience still has to confirm the magnitude, but here's what Groenewald told us.
This is related to mining because it's a very shallow earthquake and most probably a collapse of one of the mining tunnels which has been stopped mining for the last about 10 years. I don't think we can expect any aftershocks because it's a human-made thing.
I'm Marlene Fouchier, hoofdnieuws die uur. Die spaardatum vir die herregistrasie van Spaza winkels is uitgestel tot volgende februari.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.